Dirty.
Express yourself. Hello, hello everyone. Good morning. This is Talk Line today from 10 to 11:30, and I'm Diane McGachran, ready, willing, and able to take your calls or your emails. And it looks like we may have a Bamboo from Bethel. Good morning, Bamboo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding the flu shot and the vaccine for COVID-19.
Okay.
Are there any similarities between the two?
They're very different. Kind of shot. The vaccine is very different from the flu shot. So I would see if somebody will call in and give us more information on that. But that's a good question.
If one had a flu shot every year annually, like I do for my annual physical, I'm always coming out healthy. I'm just wondering if the vaccine for COVID-19 and the flu shot had any similarities between the two, because, you know, I'm kind of afraid I might not need to take the vaccine. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. That's a really good question. My understanding is that you would still need to take the COVID vaccine because it's for a very different kind of virus than your flu vaccine.
All right,
vaccine.
Thank you, dear. Have a good day and be safe.
Okay, thank you for
Bye.
Calling. All right. If you wanted to call in and give more information on the difference between the flu shot and the vaccine, you're welcome to do that. And I'm going to give you our numbers here. They're 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And as always, you can email us, and I'll read your email over the air, at radio@kyuk.org. And for both your calls and your emails, you can be anonymous. And our lines are open now, I believe. And so we have a few things going on this weekend. One is the big cookie sale, the annual Christmas cookie extravaganza that usually happens at the fitness center, but this time, as a COVID precaution, you will have the opportunity to call in this afternoon at 1 o'clock and make an order, and then you'll be able to swing by on Sunday and pick up your order of cookies. So you'll get more information about that, and I'll have numbers for you shortly. Anyway, we have an anonymous caller, so we'll take that call. Anonymous from Bethel. Good morning. Hello, Anonymous. You're on the air. They were there, and then they were gone. They're a talk line ghost. Okay. Our anonymous caller has left the building. All right. So anyway, I will get phone numbers for you on the cookie sale. Because that is how they're going to do it. There's three people that will be taking calls starting at 1, and I'll get the prices and all of that too. Okay, so our lines, like I said, our lines are open, and so now's a really good time to call in, because as the morning goes on, the show gets busier and busier. Oh, Anonymous is back. Okay. Hello, Anonymous. Welcome back.
No, this is Ellen, and I'm not Anonymous. I got a question after this, after the COVID-19, the shots are in Bethel, and after shots, are they still going to be quarantining, or?
Is your question that you have?
There's going to be any quarantining after the COVID-19 shots, or?
Oh, do you have to quarantine after you take the vaccine?
Yes. No. So no quarantining after we have shots, or?
No, you do not have to quarantine after taking the vaccine. Only if you have symptoms or you have tested positive or you've been around somebody who has tested positive, but not the vaccine.
Okay. Yeah, that's my question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no. Good morning.
Bye. Good morning. Okay, so Beverly Hoffman from Bethel. Now, Bev is going to have the goods here. So, Bev?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking, listening to you, that, wow, she said it all.
Oh, no. No, we need numbers,
yeah.
Price,
yes.
Process.
Yes, and it is different this year. Everything is different this year, and you know, I cannot wait to get the vaccine myself, and I'm so glad for our frontline workers and essential workers that the vaccine is here, and it's like the light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, a lot of people are, oh, they're concerned about this and that. I have been getting vaccines for, oh gosh, I'm 69 years old, for a long, long time. And yes, I get a sore arm, so I've had a reaction, but you know, with this vaccine and the hopes and the good that it's going to do, I'd rather have a sore arm and maybe a slight reaction than have to deal with COVID and getting the coronavirus and getting sick. I think that some people need to really think about that. But you know, I was calling about cookies.
so, can we get to something that's really important?
Yeah, yeah. I just want everybody, if you can get the shot, get the shot. And we still will have to be careful. We'll have to wear a mask, wash our hands, social distance, and all of that, you know. And and before I get to cookies, you know, on social media, people can really get hurtful, and there's so much anxiety these days. And I just wanted to tell listeners and remind people that yes, it's very, very difficult times. A lot of people are suffering. But we all should be working on our good side, our helpful side, be kind, and do good things, you know, do a kind deed for a neighbor, for someone you don't even know, just, and try to refrain from ugly comments on social media, and just, it's very painful when you see groups doing good things in the town, people doing good things, and coming under scrutiny and even making ugly racist remarks. You know, there's no need for that. We're all going through hard times, some people suffering more. Mm. So be kind, do good things, and watch what comes out of your mouth. I have to do that all the time. Okay. Do I have time to talk about cookies?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the 27th year that we're doing the Christmas cookie extravaganza. And we almost thought, oh, we just can't do this. It's not going to work. But we are. We're pre-making containers. You won't get your choice of cookies. Just know that there'll be a lovely 2-pound container of assorted cookies donated by Bethel Bakers. And we are doing pre-sales. We can take up to, I think, 45 calls today between 1 and 4. And yes, there might be some problems, but we think it's going to work. So people can call. Please don't, no early bird calls, because we're set up on the computers and whatnot. Call today between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to order your 2-pound container. So my number is 543-3239, and Kathy Hansen is 545-0909. Kathy Baldwin's is 545-1405. Call with your debit credit card, and we will reserve containers of cookies, and then on Sunday, starting at 2 p.m., you pull up in your car, and the containers will be in the entryway. Wear your mask, be social distancing, grab your cookies, we'll cross your name off that you picked up your cookies, and we hope it works.
Well, I'm going to be testing it out, so.
Yeah.
I hope it works.
Yeah, I think it will. And people will be able to pick up their cookies all day Monday at the fitness center, too. Did I cover everything?
You did it.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Be kind.
Thank you. Okay. I think we have Stephen. We do. Stephen Alexi, welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to thank Bev Hoffman for all the good things she said. I have an issue with the LKSD schools and how they're grading, my four kids when they're not actually getting real instruction or professional, I should say, because I believe all LKSD educators are paraprofessionals. And for those of us that are parents and staying home with our kids, we're doing our best to try to, pass on the as much as we are educated, the knowledge we have, and when we cannot explain to them. And in the villages, we don't have the luxury of the unlimited internet that Bethel has, and also Anchorage,
Mm-hmm.
So I think about a week and a half ago, we got our report cards for our kids, and majority of the grades were F's, failing. So, and they didn't get proper instructions. And I hope LKSD superintendent is listening and try to, even the LKSD school board, not the local school board, but the big school board, on, how they're grading. Because I wasn't happy, my wife wasn't happy on the grades they were getting, and we did our best in what we could translate or transcribe or whatever you say, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that the end may be in sight. For on another note, the coronavirus vaccines are on their way, but there are a lot of people that had adverse reaction to some kind of medication. So and Dr. Fauci had recommended for those that had adverse reaction or some kind of reaction to any medication, not to take that Pfizer vaccine. And, it might have consequences on that part, especially in the village where we don't have, again, all the necessary medical response, things that Bethel might have or Anchorage. So, if you guys aren't going to be here next week, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to the YK Delta. Social distance, keep even there. The end may be in sight, but keep your distance from other people. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for your call. We're going to go to Dwayne Hoffman from Kalskag. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yes. Around this time, we usually talk about ice roads and what each community is doing to give the status of ice conditions and open water and what they're doing. This year's kind of different, so I think that each community should talk about the ice road and how they feel on it opening up or not. I think that we want to do an ice road, but if our section, we only go halfway, then it's no use of doing an ice road. But I think there's a lot of benefits to an ice road. One, it's going to lower cost of travel. Freight is going to go down. And if there's a medical emergency when the weather's bad, that an ice road comes in is good for the region. We've always had an ice road. It's just going to be, who's going to be the one that's going to be funding their sections? If a village is not going to have an ice road or not going to do their portion of ice road, I think that it's kind of important that this kind of discussion is brought up. I know other communities are marking open water, and Kalskeg's going to be doing that next week. We're going to be start marking all our open water in our area and start marking the winter trails. Reason why we're going to mark the winter trails is people are going to travel no matter what. And so at least on our section, we would want our section marked. That way, if there's a storm or something, they're not going to get lost or, you know, create mm-hmm. as much visibility and things like that for people traveling throughout the region. And so, but one of the big ones was the ice road.
Yeah.
Which community is going to be doing, taking part in ice road? Because it's our highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been, you know, with the vaccinations coming in for COVID, is it going to be, you know, I'm just thinking down the road with, I just think that there's going to be an ice road, but who's going to be taking part in helping out with an ice road?
Okay. And there's a show coming up on the 22nd, a call-in show, about the river and the ice and traveling on it, and ice road questions will probably come up too.
I think that it should be done a little bit before that, before
the 22nd.
All of the, you know, because people are going to be traveling. They're
so
going to be traveling before that.
Right.
They're already traveling right now, so it would be a good idea to, you know, at least see which community is going to be doing their part or what they're going to be doing along the river and between the Yukon and the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Well, that'll be, it's the 22nd. It's the one we have scheduled now is on Tuesday. At what time, Grady? What time?
From 1 to 3 p.m.
From 1 to 3, it'll be a call-in show. So thank you for bringing it up sooner, though.
Yeah. So we'll be doing our part. We'll be marking the open water, at least going up towards Aniak, because that's our section of the river, and that's what we'll be doing.
Okay, great. And
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to go to Howard from Bethel.
Oh.
Hi, Howard.
remember what Mike Riley was saying, that if you're going to go on travel on the river or any of the trails there, try and stay on the trails that everybody uses, you know, until they figure out who's going to do all this marking and stuff like that. Try and don't make new trails. Try to follow the old ones that are being used right now so that no one drives off into a thin part of the river. And I hope you guys all take care. Still try and use a mask, and even if we are getting the shots here pretty soon, be careful. Have a good holiday. Bye.
Thank you. You too. All right. Grady?
Well, I just want to chime in about this call-in show. 1 to 3 on Tuesday. Bethel Search and Rescue. Oh, and I got a caller, so I'll come back to that. I'm going to take the call.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a call coming in. So, as you know, then there's a cookie sale this weekend, and I'll give the numbers in a minute that you can call, and you can put a cookie order in, and then you'll be able to drive through and pick up your cookie order. So we're going to go to Mark Leary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You're a good one to call. about the ice road and...
Actually, I'm not calling to talk about Ice Road.
Oh, really? Oh, do you have a surprise?
We're not quite ready to talk about Ice Road. We're still busy looking at the river and talking back and forth with people all along the river. What I was calling about this morning is I was wondering if the churches in Bethel are going to be doing anything for Christmas. It really, you know, we really need some kind of community gathering, and I'm sure there's a way it could be done, you know, some kind of like non-denominational candlelight service outdoors somewhere. I just wanted to know if there was anything being thought of or planned for Christmas. I hope we can somehow gather.
Okay.
That's all I had this morning. We will be having that talk show next week, holiday talk show, and I'm really pleased that Peter will be co-hosting.
Oh my gosh!
So, yes, it's going to be a great honor to sit with Peter again, and so I hope we get a lot of participation from throughout the region. We'll talk more about what's going on the river and the trails on that talk show.
All right, nice.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I had. Good morning.
All right, good morning. Yeah, so Grady, were you going to say more about that?
Yeah, super big thanks, though, to Mark and the people from Bethel Search and Rescue for putting that together each year. They are very particular about the dates so that they can ensure that I can replay that through the holiday when people will be traveling, and that the travel recommendations that come out of that show will be pertinent to people traveling all the way through the 23rd. So we're getting together on the 22nd to talk to the 24th, you know?
Wow, okay.
That's 1 to 3. On the 22nd. A lot of stuff happened on the 22nd. You also got 10 to 11, 10 to 12, the Talk of Alaska call-in show as well. So lots of call-in shows happening in the morning of the 22nd.
On the 22nd. Okay, but not Talk Line. And I should also announce that Talk Line will not be aired. We will not be having Talk Line on Christmas Day, which I think that's what Talk Line falls on next Friday. So probably there'll be holiday music or something. Okay, so our next caller is Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
So far, so good. How are you?
I'm okay today.
Good.
Sucks waking up with the flat tire, though.
Oh, no. Okay, that's not so good.
I pass along a little information with the Bethel Search and Rescue Group.
Thank you.
A warning to the travelers. Where there's tide on the side creeks, there's a lot of water underneath. So beware, you know, if possible, so you could get super stuck in there. I'm not saying it's open. I'm just saying there's a lot of overflow, and it's not good for your machine or you. And underneath, you know, when the tide comes in, then the water comes in underneath, and it doesn't freeze due to the amount of snow we have. So that's like from Pacquiao down, we have a tide, and on the side creeks, so just be careful. I understand Church Slough is pretty safe. There's no trails actually marked along the Kuskokwim, so if you're traveling, stay on the trail, make a travel plan, travel with a buddy. And what else was there? There was something else we wanted to share. I know, and of course, I always got to share, wait till you get home if you're coming to Bethel to get your booze. Wait till you get home. We already had several calls already, people breaking down, people not paying attention to their machines, you know, running out of oil, burning up their four-wheelers, crashing, and all, you know, all that stuff that comes with drinking on the trail.
Okay.
You know, and holidays are coming, and we'd like to stay home on holidays.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to a super good winter. I'm hoping everybody pays attention to their surroundings. We did, our crew marked the hole up in Greek, and I believe up in the upper Kuskokwak, somewhere up in that area, pretty good sized hole. If the villagers can get together and get a crew together, get out there and mark it, the safer off everybody else will be. I just heard Kalskeg's going to do it next weekend, which is super great. And the ice is getting kind of, it's getting kind of thick, but with the amount of snow on top, it's taking its time to get where we'd like it to be safer for everybody. And I understand there was a car that went to Akichuk the other day, so I think that's a travel at your own risk now. I wouldn't take any big heavy trucks out there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And what time was that talk show with Peter? And
it's 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
Tuesday, 1
yeah.
to 3. Maybe you could announce it throughout the whole weekend here. And
sure.
Monday morning especially, because it'd be a great show to talk to. I haven't heard Peter in quite a while.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be nice. So, yeah, we'll continue to announce it.
Okay. And I couldn't remember the third thing we were going to talk about to share to the public. I know it was the side creeks are not good underneath the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember it, I'll call back. And everybody be safe. Make a travel plan. Wait till you get home if you're going to be a drinker. We're getting tired of babysitting.
Yeah.
And some days you might not even make it home. You know, there's some people are lucky it wasn't 30 below, like the other last week when I went up into Churchill. They were lucky it wasn't 30, 40 below.
Oh. So true.
Yeah, they wouldn't have survived.
No.
All right, then.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for your
Merry
call.
Merry Christmas, and have a safe weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right. Okay, we're going to go to our short little break with our beautiful music, and you're listening to Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and this is 640 AM.
Do you have questions about the coronavirus vaccine? The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, the National Institutes of Health, and Indian Health Service are all ready to give you answers. Join medical leaders from these groups for a virtual town hall Monday, December 21st, from 1 to 2 p.m. The event will be held over Zoom and streams on Facebook, but you can also listen live on KYUK 640 AM. That's a virtual town hall to answer your questions about the coronavirus vaccine from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday, airing here on KYUK 640 AM.
In support of efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in the Bethel area, the YK Fitness Center is currently closed, but we encourage you to stay active. Being active is an essential part of keeping your immune system healthy and strong. Virtual fitness classes, motivational challenges, health information, and more are available at ykfitness.org. Be safe, stay active, and we look forward to seeing you soon. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Alaska COVID-19 am Duruga. Tamamta ingluli lachkaupaput. Saskunk du gut maskanik unatput ikai kyuki. Maskurut fgnata ikaiyachta gusutasu. Nasaput kaisun pitalga mkmantsukka. Tawam. Taksirir akka mantra huangkutni ilaitni. Murisk suki juli kaktingulit musviitsu alhkutait. State of Alaska msidit traipatlu. Nangan kashkutkut bishkujach luji damach buji inglulach lugu COVID-19.
Did you know that you can be carrying COVID-19 with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all? Individuals unaware they are infected with COVID-19 are still highly contagious and can spread the virus to others who may experience more severe reactions. The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all must do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. YKHC is strongly urging the public to avoid all social interactions and gatherings with anyone outside of your household, including, but not limited to, parties, funerals, community bingo and pool tabs, and in-person religious services. As positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the region, your actions may save the life of a friend, family member, or neighbor. If you or someone you're household is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, call your village clinic, or in Bethel, call the COVID-19 hotline, 543-6949. More information and resources are available at ykhc.org. A message from Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're going to go back to Sam, who remembered his other thing he was going to share. Hi, Sam.
Oh. Good morning. Again, I was on reference to Mark Leary's comment on the churches gathering together. Honey Bucket Lake would be a good possibility. Maybe they could run a podium off the Catholic Church there and have all the preachers take their turns saying what they'd like to say. You know, a gathering, candlelight, whatever Mark was talking about.
Okay.
That's kind of a central location.
Where is that?
It's next to the Catholic Church, the lake right there by Swanson.
Okay. I didn't know that's what it was called.
When we were kids, that used to be our skating rink.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, we used to get out there with shovels and make trails and skate and have hot chocolate in the old Catholic Church.
Oh.
And they had a speaker system on the outside on top that they would play Christmas music all the time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Something to think about out there. All the churches get together and have a say goodbye to 2020. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good. All right. We have an email from Anonymous that I'm going to read. Let me move myself over closer to read it. Okay. This is from Anonymous, and the email goes like this: We all paused. A village, a town, a country, a world living together apart. Everything remote, schools, work, churches, all happening from home, learning, working, worshiping together apart. 6 feet apart, missing families, missing handshakes, missing hugs, together apart. Hope with spring comes life. Vaccine is the spring, bringing hope and life, no longer together apart. Oh my goodness. Very beautiful. Thank you, Anonymous, for sending that. I'll go to another email. And it goes like this. How do you defend freedom and democracy with unquestioned obedience? And then a Franklin quote. Those who sacrifice freedom for security deserve neither. Okay. Thank you for your email. And here is another anonymous email. And I think this was an answer to the question of how will churches be celebrating the holidays. So here's the anonymous email. It goes like this. This is a Facebook post from Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Physically distant plans include Thursday, December 24th, candle making at the Moravian Church, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please wait in the parking lot until you are ushered in so we can ensure physical distancing. Perfect for creating a new family tradition. That's fun, candle making. And then at 7 o'clock that night, which is Thursday, December 24th, there'll be a 7 p.m. service in the parking lot. Join us in your vehicle at 7 p.m. as we sing Christmas hymns, hear the Christmas story, and worship the King who stepped down to love us. Rumor has it there will be some form of a candlelight service, but we are not recommending lighting candles in your car. No worries. No, that would be okay. Anyway, we have a caller, Chico from Chivac. Good morning, Chico.
Yes, all the way from Chivac. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you, too. All right.
Thank you. Oh, well, good. Thank you. Well, we had our little Chivac moment, which we always appreciate. And now we have, Mark Leary again with more of a travel report. Okay, Mark, you're back on the air. Welcome.
Okay, yeah, good morning. Sorry, I thought I should add to Sam's report.
Sure.
With the freshest information we have on the river, all known open water in the Bethel area is marked. That includes the two open holes along the Greek Island and the open hole in the mouth of the Greek. And we moved up to Kuskokwak Slough to help out up there, and we marked the one unmarked open area above Wassily B. Vans Fish Camp. So Kuskokwak Slough is marked. Although I noticed we've been trying to keep a close eye on the river. There is a marked trail from Bethel to Quishluk, and then it goes on up past. It goes in past Quishluk, past in front of the village. You have to stop and check in with the monitors there and let them know that you're not going into the village. And you could go by and you go up the portage right around the bend from the village and come back out on Kuskokwak Slough and then finish going through it to come out by the Akachuknupak. But I noticed there was a light trail going all the way through Kuskokwak Slough instead of going in the Quishluk River. And I followed it around, and there is unmarked open water on that side. It's not very big, but it's there. So avoid that area. We're going to need to take care of that. We did travel all the way up towards Kalskag a couple of days ago just looking at conditions. It's surprisingly how well it is freezing up. There was major stretches of open water below Tulksack, and there still is open water in those areas, but they're much smaller. They are not marked. The main traffic from Tulksack is still using the back trail to Akichuk, although there's a light trail on the river. Not recommended to use it yet until that open water is taken care of. And then further on up the river above Tulksack, there is less open water, but there is still open water. Truck traffic is trying to get established. The snow cover that we have on the ice is really slowing down the freezing. We've been monitoring ice thickness every couple of days. And I know there is a limited amount of truck traffic upstream of Bethel. But I checked Church Slough 2 days ago, and there's a long stretch in there where it's only 9 inches. And some guys will go over it, but I won't. You know, if you happen to stop two trucks in that area, mm-hmm. you would crack the ice. And I know that they tried to establish a truck trail down from Akiak when we came down Wednesday night from the Kalskag area. I noticed there was fresh truck tracks coming down from Akiak, but they found areas where the ice was thin too, and they turned around. So there we don't have a well-established truck road yet. The snow is slowing things down, but it's gradually getting better. I think that's all I needed to add.
Well, thank you for calling back and including that information.
Okay. All right.
Really helpful.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Okay, so we have a lot going on next week. On Monday, the 21st at 1 o'clock, YKHC, I don't know the acronyms that are here, I'm sorry to say. Oh, okay, and that'll be a, will that be a call-in show? No. Yeah, okay, so there's a, I think there'll be a town hall on Zoom and also probably Facebook Live, and they will be talking about the vaccine and the distribution in our area, and there may be a way to submit questions during that time. So that I think that's really helpful. And then looks like we have, I'm going to go to a caller now, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. I'm calling on one thing in there for now.
Only one thing?
For now.
Okay.
There's a city council to increase taxes or added taxes for all sugary drinks and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
So what, like I'm buying honey and I have to pay more, what is sugary or...
No, it doesn't include those products. It's just pop and Tang and things like that.
Why?
Well, it's an excise tax, so it's really a tax on the distributor, which is based in Washington.
If they get taxes, they're getting tax up us and or raise the prices, and you can't win that way. You know, why we no tax fed meat? Okay, I see so many young people moving out from this town. It's really hurting us, and somebody try to regulate it. Some of those drifters coming from outside and adding new laws, and just new, where this thing go? Yeah, and they're gone. They screw up the system and they're gone. They've been going that for 40 years, longer than I remember. They come to the city council, they have some fancy ideas, and they may be working in the States, but not working here, you know. Even law enforcement, they can force it in villages to have a license on a four-wheeler, because we live somewhere where they need it and they don't need the license, you know. And the same thing, those people came in here, they don't know much in there, and raise up taxes on it because little kid like wants pop. I know drink pop, but maybe once in the 2 years I have one pop. But this thing starting from little things. Okay, we just get the sugary products tax him up. Next thing, the fat make it more obesity problems with anything else, with even sugar probably. So many people use, they have heart diseases and all stuff from the eating fat, for example. Another thing, smoke fish. You know, that is cancer. The smoke is cancer. That was proven, cancer producer. That we just tax them up too because they're not good for good. Let the people get own choice and choose and not use the advantage. Why the city no tax everything, increase the taxes for 20%? Why not?
Are you suggesting that? No, I'm kidding.
We see what happened, what they come to. Mm-hmm. There'll be nobody, there'll be ghosts now. Only old people would not afford it to go and they'll be starving in here. This is a really third world country. And don't bring worse what is. You know, they already have much more money. What I heard is like 3 years ago compared to this year. This year been difficult, but the taxes, the tax up Amazon's, the tax up you try order headlamp for your vehicle from Anchorage, you have to pay tax. They've never been before. And alcohol, these old things together, they make it quite a bit extra money. And why they try targeting those poorest people in here? Because those guys, you know, this educated, smart guy, doctor, with the, he don't give the kids, he have more control and more his idea how to raise the kids and how to feed them and what to give them. But locally, let the people choose what they want to eat and pay regular price because you know for them. Not raising up. I can't see why they raise up one category. People would like pubs and no raise on meat or smoke fish or something. You know, this not right. In my opinion, it's not right what they try to do with one specific section of the people in there. There is another way to save the money and stuff, not targeting those villages. And the villages that are mostly getting those pubs, more working locally, but they're targeting those sections, you know. The hospital getting overpowered, they try to put leash to everybody neck and tell, no, you know, sneeze, you know, cold, you know, you know, eat, you have to run, you have to be on diet. So where are we going? We just try to, like, and government, Congress, approve nationwide legal marijuana. That is, you go to AC and buy joint, you know, it's to be nationwide, it's be legal now.
Okay. So you're coming up to your near your 5 minutes?
Heck no.
So you're going to take a breath here.
Okay, yeah, it's okay. okay, yeah, this, I think it's really bad. They haven't even to raise the taxes on us. They don't make it that much different for them, but make it lots of different for big family in village so. And in local.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Okay. I have to correct something. I was wrong. It's not the excise tax is not on powdered sugary drinks. It's on already liquid like pop, soda, you know, things like that. Okay, so we're going to go to Bob from Bethel. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to give a shout out to all the water and sewer truck drivers in Bethel. I don't think they get nearly enough recognition. They're out there in all kinds of weather. They're out there in freezing cold like today. They're out there in the summer getting eaten alive by the insects. And, you know, we would not be able, most of us in this town would not be able to live here without their services. And it surprises me that the city can even get people to do this work. But I'm grateful for it. And I think this time of year, particularly around the holidays when they have to work, we should make an extra effort to thank them. And you can do that by maybe baking a few cookies. This is cookie baking time, I guess, or some other treat. Maybe give them an envelope with a couple of bucks in it. I'm not a big tipper, but I think in this instance it's appropriate. Or if you happen to be around when one of these drivers comes to your house, you know, take a minute, go outside, and just thank them for what they do. The other group that I think we, well, I don't think, I know we owe a huge debt of gratitude to the medical workers who are dealing with this horrible disease, and, of course, other diseases as well. And you know, they take on all comers. They take on everyone, including the COVIDiots who refuse to wear masks and who refuse to social distance, and even at the risk of their own lives. And, of course, there have been not an insignificant number of medical professionals who have given their lives to help people, and even more who have become ill and either recovered or are chronically ill. I hope that when President Biden delivers his inaugural address, he will especially call out these people for the service they've given to this country and for the lives they've given as well. I want to go back to the water sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
as many people who've lived here for a while know, the city moves up the services a day during Christmas and New Year's. They don't bother to tell people that. I guess they figure that you're supposed to know it by osmosis, but that's what happens. And I don't know why they can't simply put that schedule in with the bills. They seem to fine me every month for my bill. They could simply put that statement in there. But just remember, folks, that, you know, if you're trying to use up all your water in your tank, because they're probably going to come a day early this in the next couple of weeks. And finally, I would advise no one to take medical advice, I guess including mine, concerning vaccines or any other medical issue that they hear on Talkline. Someone earlier said that Dr. Fauci, I think he said that Dr. Fauci warned people with allergies not to take this COVID vaccine. That's not true. The CDC has said people with extreme reactions, allergies, should not take it, at least the Pfizer vaccine. But that doesn't mean people with ordinary reactions of some sort or another should not necessarily take it. It's a very critical medical necessity these days, obviously. And don't listen to me. Don't listen to anyone else on Talkline. Talk to your medical provider about it, please. And finally, let's not get together. I know it's the holidays. I know that, you know, we're all yearning to be with friends and family and everything. We can tough it out for the next few months, get this vaccine in our shoulders, get immunity, and hopefully get some sort of normalcy back in our lives. The idea of everyone gathering together in Honey Bucket Lake, and I remember when Honey Bucket Lake was Honey Bucket Lake, so it's not appealing to me. But
gotcha.
The idea of getting together, even outside, is really a very poor one, given what we know about the spread of this disease. People have died here in Bethel. People are chronically ill, and more people, unfortunately, are going to probably succumb to this disease. So don't do it. We can get through this. A few more months, and things will brighten up, and the sun will come back. It'll get warmer. Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bob. Okay, we're going to go to John Nick, how are you, John?
Hi.
We missed you. Yes, you are. We missed you first thing in the morning.
I slept in last night. I had a hard time sleeping in. I usually want to get up early in the morning and be the first caller. Boy, I'm lucky to even get a call now. I want to tell everyone, please be careful out there. It's kind of slippery, you know. And watch how you're driving, watch for pedestrians. I'd like to send our condolences and prayers to the William McCarr family. He passed away the other day. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends. And that's all I'm going to say. Please be careful. Don't drink and drive. And just watch out for your fellow people when you're going out somewhere. Please, if you could, go with another person if you're going on distant rides. And please stay on the marked trails and don't go any other way. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Good morning to everyone.
Okay. Good morning. Okay, we have a slight pause in our callers, but I think, we have a few more minutes even before we take a break. So we have a poem that came in. I'm going to see if Grady wants to read the poem. Do you want to read the poem? Yeah, an anonymous emailer. So we'll go ahead and read this poem, and then we'll probably go to our short break. Well...
Just keep my microphone from making extra noise.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
'Twas a week before Christmas, and all through the town, people wore masks that covered their frown. Their frown had begun way back in the spring, when a global pandemic changed everything. They called it Corona, but unlike the beer, it didn't bring good times, it didn't bring cheer. Airplanes were grounded, travel was banned, borders were closed across air, sea, and land. As the world entered lockdown to flatten the curve, the economy halted. And folks lost their nerve. From March to July, we rode the first wave. People stayed home. They tried to behave. When summer emerged, the lockdown was lifted, but away from caution, many folks drifted. Now it's December, and cases are spiking. Wave two has arrived, much to our disliking. It's true that this year has had sadness aplenty. We'll never forget the year 2020. And it's just round the corner, the holiday season, but why be merry? Is there even one reason to decorate the house and put up the tree? Who will see it? No one but me. But outside my window, the snow gently falls, and I think to myself, let's deck the halls. So I gather the ribbon, the garland and bows. As I turn up KYUK's carols, my happiness grows. Christmas is not canceled, and neither is hope. If we can lean on each other, I know we can cope. Merry Christmas. Happy Slavic. Happy New Year. And that's the end of the poem, but what good cheer.
Thank you. Thank you for reading that, Grady. All right. So I think we just have, like, just a little bit of time. I'll read a couple of other announcements before we go to our short break. The show's just kind of moving along quickly. Okay, on Tuesday at 10 a.m., Talk of Alaska will have a Christmas statewide call-in show with Steve Heimel. And then same day at 1 o'clock, Bethel Search and Rescue, Cusco Delta Travel call-in show. And so that's where you'll get to hear more about the river and different conditions. And that show will be hosted by Mark Leary and Peter Atchuk. So that's really nice. We'll be good to hear Peter on the air again. Really appreciate that. BCA, on the 23rd, which is Wednesday, BCA will have Christmas on the Kuskokwim. I'm not sure what that is. What is Christmas on the Kuskokwim?
The Bethel Council of the Arts will be hosting a Zoom and Facebook Live caroling event, but we'll be listening in here on KYUK 640
AM. Right. Okay. Yeah, I think I saw that. There'll be some local talent involved in that, which is nice. Here's more information. Okay. Yeah. So it's December 23rd, Wednesday, 6 p.m., and you can tune into KYUK, and they'll be playing that one. So very good. Okay, and then we have a little bit of weather. Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs will be 0 to 10 above. And for me personally, anything that's 0 and above, I feel it's temperate. It's very easy to manage. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow, lows 5 below to 5 above. And Saturday it's mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow again. Saturday night, same, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow, lows 5 below to 20 below inland and around 5 below along the coast. That's for the Kuskokwim Delta. For the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today it'll be partly sunny, a chance of snow in the afternoon, high 0 to 10 above. And tonight it'll be mostly cloudy, lows 10 below to 15 below. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 5 below to 10 below. Now, I think coming up on like Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have a sharp warm spell. Seems like maybe in the 20s and 30s for the temperature and some more snow. So we're going to take our short break here, and you're listening to Talk Line on 640 AM. I'm Diane McGachran, and I will hear from you after the break.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Bethel Council on the Arts is hosting Christmas on the Kuskokwim, December 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. You can catch it live as an audience member via the Zoom link on the Bethel Council of the Arts Facebook page, or you can see it streamed live on their Facebook news feed, but we're going to tune in right here on KYUK 640 AM and listen live as well. So join us
and Bethel Council on the Arts with Christmas on the Kuskokwim, December 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. on KYUK 640 a.m.
The holidays are a time of joy, and as Alaskans, we can keep them that way by working together to keep everyone safe. To do this, we need to practice a few simple things. Keep your social circle small, mask up, and keep at least 6 feet between you and others. Zoom with family, or drop off care packages for neighbors or friends. This year is different, but by working together, we can all have a safe and joyous holiday season. This message brought to you by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
Crosses Coir Rock, Nachbi Miloni Ayagatu, Atochbagalutin, Kanregolutinlu, United States Samsu Loni Nunachbagan and Ayagatu Christmas Cantadagalutin, Togamatum Jarang Sukbim, Pinach Fanrita, Angnit Naksaksuni, Togam Koyanaksuni, Machun KYUK 640 AM Radio, and Angnim Taijuluji, Jigiriuluji.
Nijugnanagaji, December 24, Atakuktagani, 9 PM to 11 PM. Ang nagnakduchi, Koyana, Jalini Jugniugan, December 25, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The 27th Annual YK Delta Lifesavers Christmas Cookie Extravaganza is set for December 20th. Pre-packaged 2-pound containers of assorted homemade Christmas cookies will be available for $25 each. We will start taking prepaid orders at 9 a.m. on Sunday, December 20th, with debit credit cards. The cookies will be available for a COVID-19 safe pickup at the YK Fitness Center on Sunday, December 20th, from 2 to 5 p.m., and Monday, December 21st, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Proceeds go to the YK Delta Lifesaver Endowment Fund, which supports events and programs at the YK Fitness Center. For more information about the Lifesavers, go to ykdeltalifesavers.org.
Thank you, Grady. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're into the third part of our show. So we're coming to the last half hour. Our lines are open. I'm going to give you the numbers. Feel free to call in. And also you can email. Our phone numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for both your calls and your emails, and I will read your email over the air. Okay. So we have a sense of the weather, and we have a couple of community events that are going on, but I'll go ahead and go to our caller, Yvonne Waska. Welcome, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm with that man on mentioning our unsung heroes.
Oh.
And I agree with him on the city water truck drivers and sewer and keeping our roads clean. Me and Howard used to do that. We were water truck drivers once in our lives. I agree with that man. Give him a bonus from that COVID money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, it's starting to feel like a Merry Christmas. An FDA approved that Moderna vaccine this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I say? By choice. It'll be my choice to take it or not, but I could only quote that nurse and those medical staff. Corona doesn't care who you are and how old you are and how young, what ethnic group you come from. That's why I'm going to take it. And, maybe come spring or summer, In the meantime, like the health officials say on the news, world news, don't let your guard down. Continue to wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands. Don't let your guard down. I missed part of the show, but I heard Mark, and I don't still agree to have full-size vehicles on the river, but just like Howard mentioned, if you're going to do that, stay on the trail. And it's marked, but stay on the trail and don't try to make your new ones. And one thing I want to mention is snow machines. These modern snow machines, they have sharp stage on them. And when you see overflow, slow down because of shell ice. And these sharp skis, they tend to go whichever they want, and they're going to cause an accident.
Oh, wow.
So be slow down when you see overflow, just like getting off and on the river. Overflow is visible because there won't be snow on it. And that's a dangerous thing with these modern snow machines. But anyway, I looked at the Christmas tree this morning, and the star on top, and it represents the Lord, and all these Christmas lights represent the people that have gone to COVID-19 and those that have passed on to natural causes. In memory, that's what I thought about the Christmas tree this morning, but I'm glad the Christmas spirit's up, and I think it's going to be a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But anyway,
your voice sounds like it.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm on a sugar-free diet, but my wife and my baby daughter and two more cookie maker granddaughters came off the plane, and I'm the home samplist of the cookies. I had some.
you're the home samplist. That's what I am in my house. I'm the sampler.
Okay. Merry
awesome.
Merry Christmas to everybody, and be safe. And condolences to the William McCarr and family. They were the first of Bethel Search and Rescue, along with Peter Atchett, Fred Pete, Peter Isaac. Nice. What can I say? The gates of heaven are open at this time. I heard that more than once before. And
yeah.
And the Native way, they all go to the happy hunting grounds that in that great big place in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ray Watson, for them powerful words and when I lost my own. Mm-hmm. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Okay, you know, I really enjoy myself going around Bethel in the evenings to see the lights. You know, they just did a really nice job on the lights on the tree in front of the courthouse. That's very nice. And then there's the house on 6th Avenue that you can listen to 101 FM, and the music matches the light show that house puts on, which is always fun. Yeah.
And it's just as fun when you drive down, was that 5th or 6th? It's 6th, right?
6th.
When you drive down 6th and you see someone parked across the street facing that house, kind of just looking at the light.
Yeah.
In family mode.
Yeah.
I saw that. I caught that last night. It was quite a quaint experience.
That's nice. Yeah, that is really nice. So usually I fly to Missouri this time of year, but I'm not this year because of COVID. And, boy, there's some neighborhoods in Missouri that go crazy with the lights. And I go touring around with my friends, and that's really fun. So I want to thank everyone who puts even a single colorful bulb in your outside light. It just looks really nice to drive around and see that, so I really appreciate it. So thank everyone who does that. In preparation for a couple of announcements here, in preparation for the upcoming holiday, the city of Bethel's hauled utilities will be servicing a day early starting this Sunday, December 20th, and will return to regularly scheduled routes December 26th. More information available by contacting Public Works, and you can call them at 543-3110. And another announcement for families with children. 4-H has special holiday kits going out this week on Friday. That's today. If people would like to pick one up, you should call and request it at 543-2088. So again, if you'd like to request a holiday kit from 4-H for your children, call 543-2088. That's very nice to have those kits. And I'm going to, I'm reading the wrong. I'm not sure what that one is. So I'm going to give you the numbers. If you'd like to call in and make a cookie order today, you can start those calls at 1 p.m. And there's three people you can call. You can call Bev Hoffman at 543-3239. You can call Kathy Hansen at 545-0909. You can call Kathy Baldwin at 545-1405. You can make your payments with them over the phone, and then you will pick up your cookie order on Sunday. You'll drive through, and they'll hand it to you through your car. So that's really nice to enjoy the cookies. They're decorated nicely. There's a lot of variety. They're going to create the order for you. Usually, you know, you can go in, you can roam the tables and create your own batch of cookies, and then they weigh them and you pay. But this year, because of COVID, we're going to do it differently, and they're going to do it differently. Look, I'm already putting myself into it because I can't wait to order a box of cookies. They'll put the batch together for you, and so it'll be kind of a surprise when you get the box and open it up, see what they've put together for you. So our lines are open. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous if you're a shy person for both your calls and your emails. And I'll read your email over the air. All right, we have a caller, Billy from Bethel. Good morning, Billy. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You haven't seen Santa Claus in town yet?
No, I have not. Have you?
No, I would like to take a picture with him this year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, have a happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Billy is on the hunt for Santa Claus.
But it brings up a good question. Maybe someone could call in and let us know if there... Well, I doubt there's going to be any kind of Christmas Santa Claus pictures anywhere.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That makes no sense.
No,
maybe
no.
They'll do a wooden cutout somewhere, and then... I don't know.
And then you can take your picture next to the fake Santa, the wooden Santa. Yeah, no. Doesn't look like we're going to have that kind of event. All right, so I was looking at the announcements and the different activities because there's a lot going on. So now, Grady, some of these say December 25th. Are these things that are happening on December 25th, 12/25?
I got some replays of some stuff going on.
Oh, there's replays that'll happen on Christmas Day.
Everything that I'm playing before Christmas, I'll replay, including that search and rescue call-in show.
Okay.
But I don't want to detract from John from Bethel's opportunity to talk, and I want to let you know that he's on the line.
Oh, okay, good. All right, we'll go to John. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah.
To answer that guy's question about Santa Claus?
Yes.
I just saw him outside my window.
Oh, stop it.
He's riding around in a truck. Waving at everybody, and he's up here at housing.
Okay.
Probably going court to court.
Okay.
And waving at everybody.
Whoa.
He looks really impressive.
Oh, shoot. I'm on 7th. He needs to stop by after
I'm pretty sure that guy will get his chance at taking a picture with him.
You know, John, thank you so much for letting us know that. Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. Billy, if you're listening, Santa is on the move. Be on the lookout. Okay, we have Margaret from Bethel. Good morning, Margaret.
Hi.
Hi.
We miss Mary Pete. Bye.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. That's Mary Pete was our director at the Kuskokwim campus, and she passed away a few years ago, and we all really miss her.
It's funny she said that, because just this morning as I was walking up to this door, mm-hmm. I looked up at that light along the top of KUC campus there, where invariably when I used to come in the mornings, that light was always on.
You know,
and you know what light I'm talking about. I'm talking about the director's office light.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah,
that I can see over KYUK as I walk in the morning. Yeah. I was thinking of Mary this morning, too.
I knew her for almost all the years I've been at KUC, so 16 years. And really wonderful person, a really great director, and good sense of humor. We had a lot of good times. Yeah. Actually, we did a little slideshow yesterday at KUC for faculty and staff, and our Christmases past. Cindy Andrewchek did a really nice job, and some of the photos had Mary in them having fun, and it was really nice. So thank you, Margaret, for calling in. All right, our lines are open again, and you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Now, Grady, where would you normally be at Christmas if you were able to travel? Would you go to Texas?
Well, I guess since I've been in Bethel, it's been back and forth. 1 year not traveling and 1 year traveling, you know, depending. And then mm-hmm. I do a spring travel. But, yeah, I would go to Boston. Mom and I like to watch the Hallmark movies and catch up on chores around the home.
Oh, your mom's in Boston?
Yeah, just outside of Boston.
Oh,
yeah.
I used to live in Boston. Mm-hmm. I used to live just outside of Boston. Yeah.
Well, we won't.
Okay.
Anyway. We'll start talking about fast food in Boston. Or pies.
Have it square. Yeah. Anyway. But this year, my family, they happen to be in Missouri this time, so I would be going down there. All right. So on Christmas Day, there will be shows replayed. Some of them will be the Gracias Choir's Christmas Cantata.
Mm.
That'll be replayed at 9 a.m.
That's also playing on KTOO and on the statewide networks as well on TV.
Nice.
It's a great, great performance.
Okay. They're also going to rebroadcast at 1 p.m., but it says 9 p.m.
Don't say the times yet on that, because that's me figuring out what I'm going to. But all those things are going to replay. Those
okay, yeah, the YKHC open town hall regarding the virus and the vaccine and all of that. That'll be replayed. The Bethel Search and Rescue travel call-in show will be replayed. And the Bethel Council on the Arts Christmas on the Kuskokwim will be also on that day. Not sure the times yet, but those will get announced.
And then Christmas Eve. We're getting together here at KYUK and some other performers that wanted to do a kind of a Christmas caroling episode.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be doing that at Christmas Eve at 6, and then we'll be rebroadcasting that also on Christmas.
Wait, some of you will be here singing?
Well, here isn't the right word, but like, yeah. I'll be here.
Oh, the others will
They're
be
gonna zoom
distant.
In. They're going to zoom in. You know, we're not going to do a Zoom Facebook Live thing, but mm-hmm. the artists are going to zoom in, and we're going to be doing some Christmas caroling KYUK style or Cusco style, more Yuktun.
Yeah.
And that'll be at Christmas Eve on the at 6 p.m.
Yeah, okay. Now, I wonder how people are going to handle Slavic, because usually there's a lot of people in one house, and you go house to house. That's probably going to be changed. That's going to be a big change.
Well, I haven't done the work yet, but I'm hoping to get together with some people. I won't shout out names. But I'm hoping mm-hmm. to get together with a couple of the movers and shakers Slavic style and do something where we kind of host a Zoom and maybe people go to a house or mm-hmm. maybe we do virtual Slavic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So that's something else that has also had to go through quite a change. So we have a call. We have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing pretty good. Are you
doing
okay?
Good,
yeah?
Doing good. I heard you guys talking about what are we going to do about Slavic
right.
this year.
Yeah.
My take on the Slavic is we got a vaccine now. Let everyone have their Slavic.
No, but the vaccine, it takes more time to get everyone vaccinated. We're not going to be there in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I thought the vaccine was right away.
It is here, but it's not yet for everyone. They have a prioritized list of people, so it's the frontline health workers, elders, senior center. So by the time, it's going to take months to get all the vaccinations done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it probably won't be ready in the next couple of weeks for Slavic.
Okay, so what's your recommendation on Slavic right now for this coming up?
Oh, I don't know. I leave that to the religious leaders that are preparing and for those community members that usually participate.
All right, well, I was just calling to see what your take on it was.
I was just curious because I've been to Slavic and I've gone home to home and, you know, it's really nice. But I was just kind of thinking out loud, wow, I wonder what's going to happen this year with it. So.
Yeah, I was just curious to see what everybody's take on it was and see what some of the other callers had to say.
Yeah, someone might call in and give a little more information.
All right, well, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so I'm sure there's lots of conversations about that, about how they're going to handle Slavic. So let's see. Are these still, are these that are outlined in pink, Grady, are still?
Yeah, everything yes. Okay. The Tundra Drums messages that were off the Tundra Drums but are still valid, they're listed there.
Yeah. Okay.
That people might want to still know.
Yeah, because I think Bethel Community Services Foundation has noble fir Christmas trees for sale, and there's three sizes to choose from. So if you'd like to reserve a tree or fill out a form, so you can call 543-1812. To reserve a tree, or you can fill out a form on the Bethel Community Services Foundation Facebook page. So they probably have a link there that lets you fill out a form to reserve a tree. And I know there's three sizes, but they're not listed here. Another Tundra Drums announcement. For those summoned to serve as trial or grand jurors for December, once again, with the high rate of COVID-19 cases in our region, the court system is suspending your jury service. You do not need to appear. Thank you for your service and well wishes to you and your families for a joyous and safe holiday season. Okay, and we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking at the calendar, and Talkline falls on Christmas next week, and then the following week it falls on New Year's Day. So,
oh my.
You probably have a two-week break from doing this.
We haven't talked about that yet.
You get to decide about New Year's.
Oh, see, I decide whether I'm going to sit in on New Year's Day. I mean, I might sit in on New Year's Day.
You can share your New Year's resolutions then.
No, I don't want to be held to any resolution, Susan. You can call in and share yours.
Oh, I'm perfect.
you're resolution free. Okay.
Resolution will be quit being perfect.
Oh. Okay, work hard on that.
That's an easy one to follow, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really, happy about this vaccination, but the word also needs to go out that it's going to take a while to get everybody vaccinated that willing to do it. First, they're prioritizing with healthcare workers, elderly. They'll probably hit the cab drivers, probably the inmates, because they can't really be 6 feet apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe we should hit the inmates at the halfway house and the jail, because on a statewide level, three of them died so far from COVID.
Right, yeah.
It was from other facilities, but a couple facilities have high incidences of having COVID, and unfortunately ours is one of them out here. And even though they're bad boys, they need to get protected, you know? They just need to, everybody... the rest of us have the liberty of being apart from each other and staying home and all that stuff. And when the vaccination does go out to the general public, it'll have to be because it's available. And it might not be available, you know, they have to mass produce and get it out there. It may not be available until, April even. And,
that's right, yeah.
And then you still have to hunker down. You still have to – it prevents you from getting sick from it, but you can still get exposed and spread it until we have what's called herd immunity, and it will slowly – maybe this summer things will slowly open up. But meanwhile, all the things until then, you know, New Year's, Slavic, K300, Super Bowl Sunday even, and the Easter egg hunt that I chair, I'll probably tell you right now we're not having it, because it's just, it's not going to be until it's safe to do gatherings and all that. It probably won't be until slowly opening up this summer. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, you know. And I was reading about these foreign countries, China and Russia evidently has some virus vaccination that they came up with months ago, and I don't know what they're shooting into people's arms. The one in Russia, other countries are using it now too, Hungary, Brazil, and it has directions of no alcohol 2 weeks for 2 weeks prior to it and for a month and a half afterwards. I have no idea what they got in that shot. but it's a global challenge to get everybody vaccinated. And the ones that the ones that are in our country, the ones that will be approved will be definitely very safe. All the testing and all that stuff they go through. You know, we're not getting something out of what Russia or China produced. I don't know what they're doing, but they're shooting up people with what they got for a couple weeks now. But when we get opportunity to get vaccinated, I'm going to do it. I have some people that are leery about it. I think all of us know people that are leery about it, and it's going to be it's just something that if they don't understand it, I would just say it's worse catching the virus than getting this shot. I mean, take your choice at this point, I guess. But just wanted to just tell people to keep hopeful and be nice to each other and all that, because this whole situation has brought out the best in people, but it's brought out the worst in people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some crazy things going on all around the world, you know. So we just need to really be gentle with ourselves. Stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and encourage people. Don't turn it into an argument, but just encourage people to make good choices. And it's their choice that they're going to make, because this is America. So, all right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Susan. Mm-hmm. Okay, just a reminder that next Friday, Christmas Day, there will be no talk line. Is something else going to play in its place, Grady?
Well, yes. Do I know what it is? No.
Oh.
But it will be Christmas related still.
Yes.
Well, no, is that Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is next
Friday.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be one of those, it's going to be that Bethel, you know what I'm going to put during talk line?
What?
The Bethel Search and Rescue call-in show. It'll be the last day that information will still be fresh enough to be worth listening to.
Oh, okay.
So
gotcha.
We're going to reiterate the travel recommendations made by the callers on that 22nd.
Okay.
And then there'll be other programming, like the cantata replay and the caroling replays and even the YKHC vaccine replay. Those will all happen, as well as I'm super excited about the Americana country music that I've been pumping out, too.
Yeah. Okay, good. One other thing about the Lifesavers Christmas cookie extravaganza, you can donate to four dozen of your favorite Christmas cookies. So go ahead and call Bev Hoffman at 543-3239 if you'd like to donate some cookies. They could probably definitely use more cookies. And I think we're going to – oh, so we're going to wind down. This is the end of the show. I'm just kind of ready to sit here for a couple more hours, I think. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for your calls, your emails. Hope you have a really good holiday and that you're with people that you love and care for. And I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, probably on New Year's Day. I'll probably come in on New Year's Day.